When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome back to the FPL Roundtable, the only fantasy Premier League podcast where we guarantee that you might learn something about fantasy, probably. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries. Joining me in the for real life flesh, and by that I mean I'm actually joining him because it's at his house, is Rob Langevin.
What's going on, everybody? Guess what? We're sharing one microphone.
All we need is one mic.
Two dudes, one mic.
Yep, that is indeed the situation, and so I'm sure you fans will notice the additional camaraderie that'll happen from us making weird on-site banter. But Rob, first of all, thanks for allowing me and the listeners into your home.
Yes, my humble abode is always welcome to any of our six or seven listeners that are abroad across the United States, world, and Asia. We haven't been having fun. It's been an extended birthday celebration. I think I already said that, but I'm going to celebrate again because it is a birthday celebration month celebration.
It's a birthday month celebration month of celebration months.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we are very pleased to be doing this here, but there is so much fantasy stuff to talk about. One thing that I didn't tell you we were going to talk about before we started recording, because I'm a jerkhole, is all of these Manchester United injuries. At the back, obviously, Eric Bailly limps off with an injury. I really wish I could pronounce this guy's actual last name, but Tuanzabe, that guy.
Yeah.
From Manchester United.
Trungizi?
Is he interesting at all? Because we already have Jack Stevens, who's a little bit of interest at the fours. We also have Holgate, who has been playing, but not really doing a whole lot points-wise. Is this kind of the next one in that row, or are you not really buying in on that?
Oh, I mean, with the injuries, you kind of got to look at everybody here. I mean, their fixtures are they're pretty generous. You know, they're at Arsenal, and then they have a double in week 37, which probably everyone is going to hope that everyone on the defensive side, you know, Blind, Bailly, Valencia, they all are fit and healthy and have, you know, some kind of fantasy wunderkit behind them. But, yeah, I mean, for this week, you probably wouldn't be using your United defenders only because of the fixture at Arsenal. Everybody would be looking a week off from now. You know, and the game week, by the way, this is the first reminder that the game week does start on Friday of this week. It does not start Saturday. Don't come crying to us when your fantasy lineup doesn't get set. It starts Friday, p.m., in the p.m., sometime in the p.m., depending on when your time zone is.
Yeah, I think it's 7 p.m. UK and 2 p.m. U.S.? Yeah, because the match is at 3.
Yep.
So yeah, certainly make sure to do that, regardless of what you're doing with your team, but absolutely if you're doing your wild card. Because if you miss out on that, they're only, what, 3 weeks after this, so
You're screwed.
You'd be in big trouble.
This is not a week you want to mess around with your roster, especially with the preamble to a double game week. You have Southampton and Arsenal this week. I'm sure everybody's loading up on Southampton defenders. Why, I don't know, but they're probably loading up.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, because obviously Arsenal and Southampton, not really doing particularly well at the weekend. Mm-hmm. So are you still personally buying in on those kinds of players? Or should people out there be looking to like double or even triple up on those teams? Or are you now a little bit more hesitant?
Well, if you're looking at your team this way, if you've already wildcarded, you're probably only bringing in one Southampton or Arsenal defender, period. Because you may be taking a minus four, maybe a minus eight at max this week to maximize the amount of fantasy output your team does. For week 37, that is when you want the Southampton defenders. That's when you want the Arsenal defenders. That's when you want 3 and 3 of both guys. This week, I could see people just doing, you know, Sanchez and another Arsenal player and maybe Jack Stevens and Gabbiadini for Southampton. I wouldn't go completely crazy because I don't love Southampton's fixtures. They do face Arsenal. They do face Liverpool. And Arsenal's set isn't even any better because they face a Southampton team who could probably neutralize them just as easy as they could, you know, score against them. So defensively, it's not a thing that is awesome to look at, considering it's a double game week. It's basically just like the game week we just had in week 34,
yeah.
where, you know, if you go look at readmyrasball.com post tomorrow, you'll see General Akbar, and it's a trap. It's a double game week trap. So don't get drawn in because players have multiple fixtures, because that's not what you really want. Yeah, you're getting the abundance of games, but is the fantasy output going to be there? And it brings up an interesting point, Kev, because, you know, we've compiled a list of guys who have double game weeks.
Yep.
And comparatively, who would you rather play? Would you rather play a lower ranked, maybe mid-table fantasy asset from a double game week team, or would you rather have a guy who's nailed on? So we'll go right to that list, because Kevin's compiled a great list. He went to the Library of Congress and got all these. he uses his passport to get the access to the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh. I just remembered there was a Futurama episode where a giant brain was taking over Earth. He was like, Dewey, you fool! Yeah. Your organization of the library has made it much easier for me to absorb all your knowledge. But yeah, what was Dewey thinking?
Yeah.
Sir Reginald Dewey is a name I just made up. Who knows if that was actually his name?
I think it's Thomas Dewey.
Thomas Dewey? Perhaps. Who knows? Probably anybody that can Google it while we're talking about it. But we're not here to talk about...
His brothers are more important ones, Huey and Louie.
Huey and Louie Dewey. Yeah, for sure. But we know much more about fantasy, so we'll get into that. Like Rob said, this is going to be players with single matches versus player with double matches, and just see who you would rather have in a special edition of a segment we call Either Or. Up first, Josh King versus Stoke's defense, or James Ward-Prowse with two matches against Liverpool and Arsenal. Who would you rather have there?
You know, it's impossible to take away the form value of Josh King right now. If there's a hotter player on the FPL planet right now than Josh King, for his price, you probably couldn't name a guy.
Yeah.
James Ward-Prowse didn't feature over this weekend, I believe.
True. Yeah, 0 minutes.
So that's kind of a leery thing. I know his price tag is 5.0, and for people trying to squeeze the maximum amount of, you know, star power into their team, you know, everybody looks at the JWP because sometimes when he gets on the pitch, he does things. You know, he does enough in the offensive end to, you know, get some bonus points. He does cross the ball. But the worry is he going to play in both games? Mm. I don't think he does. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And for the value of a Josh King right now, I mean, he scored an abundant amount of goals in the last few games. That's a dynamite stat by me because I don't have the number in front of me. So I'm just going to say an abundant is the goal.
Yeah.
But he has a lot in a little amount of games, so that's something from a fantasy perspective that you want to capitalize on. So, yeah, I'm going Josh King over a double game week lower-end guy like James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah, makes sense to me. Next up, we're going way high up the price charts to Alexis versus Manchester United in Southampton, or Eden Hazard versus Burrow. Hazard only with two blanks in the last 10 matches. Clearly a player on form. Burrow, obviously, the opposite of that, really struggling defensively. Who would you rather have in this one?
Yeah, I think I'd go with Alexis here only because of the star power that I think he could do in both sets against United and Southampton.
Mm.
Listen, you're gonna own both Hazard and Sanchez moving into game week 37 because that's when Hazard both guys have excellent fixtures. Hazard has Watford and West Brom.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal have Middlesbrough and somebody else, I believe. Hold on. They have Stoke and Sunderland in week 37.
Yeah.
So Arsenal is the target. Arsenal guys are the target for 37. But, you know, you want, if you're going to have Alexis Sanchez and Hazard, Alexis Sanchez is a prime captain candidate this week. I'm sure a lot of people who have the TC chip left are going to use the triple captain maybe this week on Alexis Sanchez because it is so alluring. I'm going to tell you it's dumb, but. You know, it's kind of like a truncated week because of the double game week.
Yeah.
So the limited star power that you're going to have on your roster to pick from for a captain is limited. But the double game week definitely stands out as someone you're probably going to look for. And I'd probably give it to Sanchez with the two games over Hazard with one.
Yeah, I definitely put the captain on Alexis. My objective this whole time was to give Alexis the triple captain this week. But there are some interesting things going on in match week 38 that might be better than these two. I don't know. I'm considering doing all-out attack on this one.
Yeah.
Just because I have, you know, nine players that I want to get in my
absolutely.
In my midfielders and attackers. But we'll talk about more of that when we get into our teams. Next up, I have defenders that you don't like that much, at least with Mason Holgate. He's facing Swansea, who seemed to always be good for one goal, so that could wipe out the clean sheet. Or Jack Baps Stevens versus Liverpool and Arsenal, who both have top five attacks.
Yeah, I love me some Jack Stevens. I know his price tag's 4.1, same as Mason Holgate. The only thing to worry about is Everton. They're going to travel to a Swansea team that's fighting for their fighting for relegation. You know, their lives
to stay
basically.
Up. Yeah.
Everton just got exposed pretty well over the weekend against Chelsea. They lose in 3-0. Holgate is not a guy who is involved too much with the bonus point system, so I'm gonna lean the double game here, only because if Holgate was more of that defensive offensive threat, I think that maybe I could see it. But with Arsenal Liverpool on the docket for Southampton, I think Stevens will probably give you, if not maybe 1 or 2 point more return than Holgate in the two games. It'll be close because I don't think
well, even if he just got minute points, that'd be 4 points versus
two if they ever
two if they don't, or see. Six if yeah. they do, and yeah. is that not worth the upside?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd go for it. The double game week is an alluring beast. It's kind of like, it's the girl you want to ask to prom, but you already find out she has a date, so you take her sister, and then you end up hooking up with her anyway.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what it is.
That sounded way too specific. All right, next up, we have Harry Maguire versus Sunderland, or Maya Yoshida versus Liverpool, same ranking, second and fifth for Liverpool and Arsenal, respectively. Mm-hmm. Sunderland, 17th. Defoe not scoring goals. It's not coming from anywhere else. Where would you go with this one?
I love Hull at home. I love Harry Maguire. I've been touting him for weeks and weeks. Mm-hmm. It's a tough call here because, Yoshida is the second Southampton defender, like we were just saying.
Yeah.
So this isn't the week that I would double up on a Saint defender because of the Arsenal-Liverpool double.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hull's record at home and what they do at home under Marco Silva is enough of an alluring task that you could probably roll the dice against the Sunderland team, who is struggling to score goals. I think Hull is a good differential this week because I don't think many people are looking at them. I think a lot of people are going to be rolling one or two Southampton defenders and one Arsenal defender this week, trying to load up on the double game weeks. And I think they're looking past the good matchups like the Hull have. I think a lot of people have moved away from Chelsea defenders.
Which Tottenham versus West Ham isn't bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one mistake that people look at is because of the double game week. Even Leicester defenders this week playing against Watford, home against Watford,
is an alluring
one also because they have two fixtures next week. So you're buying in now to pay later.
Right.
That's one mistake I think people do is they look at the DGW and they're like, it is so alluring to just get as many as you possibly can, and regardless of fixtures or team form or what the player's actually done recently. I'm going with Hull at home. The record speaks for itself. Just look at Marco Silva's record with Hull at home. It's pretty ridiculous. They're like a complete Jekyll and Hyde team at home. So yeah, I'm gonna roll with Harry Maguire there.
Yeah, totally understandable. And then the last one of these five is Rashford versus Arsenal or Gabbiadini versus Liverpool. Since I brought in Gabbiadini, he's gotten me 1 point over the last 2 weeks. Now facing Liverpool and Arsenal, who have not been very good defensively. Arsenal conceding two again means they're in the bottom five over the last 5 weeks still, which is obviously not ideal. Liverpool with some sneaky clean sheets of late. Who would you rather have here?
Yeah, this is one of those things where are you looking at ahead? You kind of got to look ahead a little bit and who has the better fixtures for next week, because that's probably who you're going to play this week, because you're not going to bring a guy in for this week and then reinvest it again next week. I think that's too much of a hit this late in the season to try to zig and zag at the same time with only 3 weeks remaining to play. With Rashford's games against Spurs and Southampton for the double and 37, Gabbiadini's got a double-double, like we said. He's got Arsenal, Liverpool, and then who's he having next week? We said it four times already.
Who's doing what now?
He's got, hold on.
Liverpool and Arsenal is who Gabbiadini, Rashford is just Arsenal.
Yeah, and then in week 37, Southampton is Middlesbrough and United.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, you're getting four games compared to three. So is Gabbiadini going to outscore Rashford in four games compared to three? I don't know. And with the reemergence of we may see a reemergence of Charlie Austin here in one of these games, especially since the games are so close together. You know, Gabby Dunney may not get a full term run in both games.
True. I will say the downside for Rashford for me is the sentimentality around Rooney.
Yeah.
Because this is probably his last season, so you got to figure he's going to keep getting run. We saw Martial playing a more advanced role the past week. So if it's Rashford on the wing, I think I would rather have Gabby Dini, but that's kind of the double challenge, because I agree with you on the Austin point. Yeah. So both of them kind of have question marks.
And I kind of agree with you on the Wayne Rooney thing, but that's week 38 because they're home. They're away for three straight games, and I don't think Rooney would want to, unless he has some allegiance tied to Arsenal, Spurs, or Southampton, which he doesn't. He has no reason to go there and play and show out. Mourinho wants to play the best team. Whether Rooney is part of the best team or just the fittest team for United, that'll be the best question, because they are
especially
a little bit dinged
over a double.
Up. Yep. And you know they do have Juan Mata coming back, like you said earlier to me today.
Yeah.
So we may see him a little bit mixed in. So that takes a little bit of shine away from Rooney, because they kind of can play the same kind of spot, the facilitator role behind the striker. So yeah, if you're looking for a lightning in a bottle and you're a sentimental United fan, Wayne Rooney is a good friggin' shout for week 38 against Crystal Palace at home. I think he's probably going to get a full 90, get every possible opportunity to score. And I think Crystal Palace will probably, I'm not going to say they're going to let him score.
Yeah.
Because that'd be weird, because every team's safe.
And they're still trying to,
And absolutely. And this is a good money game for Crystal Palace on the road. Mm-hmm. You know, you do get financial benefits for winning big games. So, Wayne Rooney in 38 is a good call, but that's
too far down.
That's a big tangent right now. We're talking about 36 double game week. We're talking about 37 double game week. You know, we'll stay in the here and now, and we'll take a break, and we'll come right back, and we'll get into our start sits and our teams and maybe some other cool advice.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh man, wasn't that just probably the best commercial maybe?
Yeah, probably was.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, probably.
I'm going to invest $1 in it.
Word. So anyway, into our start sits after that super fun commercial break. For me, for my start, it's Harry Kane again at 11.6. He's not a double. We already talked about the double guys. But remember last week when I used that Kane stat about how he has the best goals per match of all the London derbies? You know what he did the weekend?
He scored
in the London derby again.
As predicted.
Yeah, as we said. So that happened. Now, this week, what does he have again? It's a London derby again.
Exactly.
This time against West Ham. So what's he going to do again? He's going to score again. Yep. Especially as he's trying to run down Lukaku for the golden boot. I'm not even... Like, I used to kind of shade that and be like, he's probably going to score. Kane is just going to score this week. We all know it in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for one goal, Kane's your guy. As we've mentioned in years past, there are other guys that you can count on to get 2+. Kane isn't that guy. He usually gets one and is out. But that one is obviously of value. My midfielder is Andros Townsend. I did not think he was going to be on my sheet, but when Rob and I were sitting here earlier looking up some stats, he has the most crosses over the last 5 weeks, the most chances created, the most accurate crosses, and his second in assists. And City have been better defensively of late, but they struggle against pace out wide, and Palace have Zaha and Townsend. So this is a match I'm just thinking Townsend is going to go all out, and that, again, is only recently an opinion that I've held defensively. We mentioned a few earlier, but how about Burnley? They have the 6th best home defense in the league. They're facing a West Brom team who haven't scored in 5 straight matches. That's something you don't really like. Everton versus Swansea, already talked about a little bit. Up to you if you think Sigurdsson scores a free kick goal. If not, they probably keep that clean. And Chelsea versus Borough. Obviously, Middlesbrough struggling in attack. This was their best match, arguably, of the season against Manchester City. Do not think that they will repeat that feat. Rob, who you got for me?
I'll start in the back end because I like going back to front. I mentioned I love the whole defense. I mentioned Harry Maguire before. We talked about him in the either-or. But I'm going to go with Andre Iheanacho only because of the bonus points. He's got 5 bonus points in his last 3 home games, 2 goals, 1 clean sheet in those last 3. Hull at home is a completely different entity than any other team than they've been playing all year, especially under Marco Silva. Through the midfield, I'm looking for somebody different and obtuse here. You're looking ahead to the double game week of 37 because you don't want to have to, you know, invest a transfer and then reinvest another transfer. So you're looking for someone who has a good fixture now, who has a decent price tag that you could squeeze in the big stars with. So I'm going with Mark Albrighton
for Leicester
at 4.9.
Out here.
Owned in 1.7% of league. He's not doing an exquisitely amount of stuff. He's getting basic minute points. But at 4.9, he allows you to double up next week on stars like Sanchez and Hazard.
And he is still one of the best crossers in the Premier League.
Absolutely. He's going to get chances against Watford. Watford was a little bit exposed against Liverpool. Liverpool is a better offensive team than Leicester. Obviously, I think they have the better talent all across the board. But I think Mark Albrighton, for his price at 4.9, his fixtures over the next – he's got 3 over the next 2 weeks. So you're not investing a pretty penny. You're hoping for something in a bottle because you're basically next week, if you own double game week guys and you have a chip available that can ascertain most of those guys, you're going to play it and you're going to get the most out of those guys. In the front, we didn't talk about this in the opening because we set it up because I was going to talk about him in my starts. With the news that Sergio Aguero was going for tests, he may miss the rest of this season. Gabriel Jesus is Pep's homeboy, period.
He might be his son.
Period.
I don't want to open up any slander, but I'm illegitimate child is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, period. At 8.7, he's going to go up probably one more time before the games on Friday kick off. He's only owned in 2.7% of league currently. That is right now up to the minute stat as I speak to you live from my house in New Jersey.
Yeah.
With the news that Sergio Aguero is out, that saves a lot of people money at 12.8, especially with the with City's double in week 37. But the only bad thing is that it's going to mess up a lot of people and probably form a lot of template teams because when you go to the 12.8 with Sergio Aguero, it kind of takes away, all right, I can either have Kane or Costa. I can either have, Ozil, Ali, Hazard, Alexis through the midfield. But you probably have to eliminate one guy to get Aguero in there. That is probably off the table if the news for Aguero comes back negative. So anybody who hasn't made a transfer yet and they're sitting on their team – wait to the last possible minute. Get the final news on Aguero because he is a vital entity, especially with the double game week for City in 37. Gabriel Jesus is my forward this week. Go get him. Bring him in. Sit the 3. He's got 3 games. They're all pretty decent. He's probably going to score in one or more of them. At his price tag, he's probably one of the – for my money, he's the cheapest elite striker on a good team available. You know, you compare him to Lukaku, who doesn't double, Costa, who doubles, Kane, who doubles.
Yeah.
You know, they're all – he's going to be in that group, but he –
and they're all more expensive.
And you basically save $3 million by bringing in the top striker for a City team that has 3 good fixtures.
Yeah.
So on the sit side, this is just for this week. I'm not in love with Marcus Rashford this week. I said it before, but if you had to compare his next 2 plus this one compared to Gabbiadini, I would be a buyer in Marcus Rashford. But it's just for this week. You know, he's gone 3 games without a goal. Arsenal is not a team that is defensively, just, but they're still Arsenal. I still think they can come up for this game. This is a battle for a top 5, 6, 7 spot here, so I think that Arsenal show up and, you know, maybe give Josie a little run for his money here. Through the midfield, I couldn't really narrow down a midfielder I didn't like this week because there's a lot of matchups that are evenly based or completely heavy and are like no duh starts or no duh sits. So I'm not in love with Everton's fixture here. I think Swansea are going to come in and they're going to defend their nest a little bit because they are birds. So, and I just
do
narrowed
swans
out.
Swans use nests?
What? They or have they to. They got to lay eggs.
Aren't they in the water or something?
Yeah, but they got to lay eggs.
Yeah. Let us know. Tweet us at EPL Roundtable if swans use nests.
Yeah, any bird experts or
ornithologists,
ornithological people. Give us a buzz. I'll give you my phone number at the end of the show. text me the answer. Swans actually are a nesting bird. But yeah, so I wanted to find an Everton player. So if anybody's listened to this show 101 times, it's Ross Barkley. Just pick Ross Barkley. Anybody who has the same ownership and price is not cool with me. He's owned in 7.1 and his price is 7.1. That is never a good thing. That's like trusting a guy with two first names, like Nolan Ryan or somebody like that. It's yeah. So I'm staying away from Everton this week because I just don't. I think the Swans are going to give him a good test. On defense, you know, they have a double game week. They're one of the only two teams that have a double game week. So everybody at home listening, if you're yelling the answer right now, you're probably either right or completely wrong. I'm completely avoiding Southampton defenders this week. I know they have a double game week. I know the allure is there to maximize point, you know, totals in return. But Liverpool and Arsenal are both going to score against Southampton.
Yeah.
Do you agree there?
Yeah, no, I do.
I don't see it. Week 37, absolutely. Get as many Saints defenders as you can in there. You know, get friggin' the guys who play for the New Orleans Saints and put them in your fantasy team. But yeah, for this week, I know they got two games. I'm not buying it. I'd like to. I know they're bringing them in if you wild card because you kind of want to sit on them. Then this week you can bring in. You can use your all out attack or bench boost or whatever. So you're bringing them in and sitting them. It's a tough pill to swallow, but it's one of those kind of necessary entities because there's better matchups out there. Like I said, I trust a Hull defender over a Southampton defender.
Yeah.
It's just what's going on. And I actually brought in Yoshida, so the whole Yoshida thing completely makes sense. But yeah, so Southampton defenders this week for me are, you know, if you own them and you want to risk it, I'm not going to be mad at you. But I'm just telling you that they're probably not going to get you more than, you know, 10 points combined. That's probably the max if somebody gets an assist. That'll probably be the best. That'll be the best outcome possible.
Yeah, and those will probably be Cedric and Bertrand, not the guys we're talking about. for my sits, I am completely in agreement with you on the Gabriel Jesus thing. So my sit is Aguero. We are still waiting for official diagnosis from City. We're expecting that on Wednesday sometime. But Pep did confirm that he has indeed picked up an injury and that it's not looking very good. Gabby Jesus, aka Pep's son, is now back and he is fit, and it's a terrific differential. You already mentioned how low his ownership was. And fun fact, he has a higher goals per 90 than Aguero does. So, totally agree with your call there. In midfield, you mentioned it was hard to find a midfielder to sit. For me, it's Heung-Min Son. And I think it's because he's going to sit in for real life. And it's through no real fault of his own. But his spot is probably going to go to Danny Rose once he gets back. And he's going to be sacrificing that formational shift from the 4-2-3-1 to the 3-4-3 once Rose is back. If Rose isn't back in time, there is a chance that he starts. But this has been an issue ever since Kane came back. Of it's going to constantly be an issue. Mm-hmm. And even if he does start this one, then you're talking about, well, is he going to start three straight in the double game week? Probably not. Mm-mm. And with the kind of assists Eriksen is putting up, the kind of goals Ali and Kane are putting in, those are just the guys you want. I know Son is way cheaper at 7.2, but unfortunately he's way cheaper for a reason, and it's because he is slightly less valuable.
Yep.
For my defenders, completely agree with you. Southampton, even with the double dub, they keep a clean sheet in either one. So that wraps... that portion of the show up. Rob, I know you are planning on wildcarding this week. Obviously, you don't have to set that again till Friday, 7 p.m. UK, 2 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. But what have you done thus far?
I basically almost scrapped my entire team. I basically started from bare bones because...
Did you start from the bottom and now you're here?
I started from the bottom and now I'm up.
And now your whole team is literally here?
Now my whole team is literally all here. So I started all over... I started in the back end. I did Courtois and Pickford. Both have doubles in 37. Mm-hmm. I know Sunderland doesn't have the greatest outlook. You know, they're basically going to get relegated. But he still has two games. Pickford at 4.1 is a decent bargain play. He's probably the cheapest double goal week of 37.
What's Jakub Kovacic up to now?
He doesn't have a double anyway.
He does not have a double. That is correct.
Yeah. So I paired him up with Courtois only because Chelsea's next three matches. Actually, Chelsea's last four matches are pretty cake.
Yeah.
So... Look at a Chelsea defender and a Chelsea goalkeeper if you're looking for something, because I think a lot of people are punting Chelsea defenders because of their only one clean sheet in the last 12 games. On defense, I got Alonso, Jack Stevens, Maya Yoshida, Renakia, and Gabriel from Arsenal. My thinking there is I'm going to sit the Southampton defenders, play Alonso, Renakia, and Gabriel. Roll the dice that Gabriel does something a little bit more. Maybe Arsenal gets one clean sheet. Who knows? But like I said, I'm sitting Southampton defenders. I don't trust it, even though they have double game weeks and one more game than everybody else. Through the midfield, I have Ali, Hazard, King, Sanchez, and I have Granit Xhaka in there now, but I could shift anywhere else. I have a little money in the bank, but he's at 5.2. I was looking for just someone who played a double game week and at a decent value. I basically have the four best on point midfielders right now with Ali, Hazard, King, and Sanchez. Yep. Sanchez having a double game week, it's a no doubt. The only person who doesn't have a double game week on my team right now is Josh King and Ranocchia, who are easily transferable out to basically anybody I want because there's 10 double game weeks next week.
Yeah.
In the forward spot, I went Gabriel Jesus and Harry Kane. And then I went with a wild card only because he's 4.3 and allows you to get more money around down the thing. I went with Victor Anichibi.
Okay.
He's gotten 3 games of decent run. I know Sunderland is not the biggest scoring team, but at 4.3, I really don't need him to play until week 37 when everybody's going to play.
Right.
So at 4.3, why not use the cheapest forward option I possibly can that's really not going to play in week 36 for me and then maximize the value everywhere else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that all makes sense. For me, I wildcarded last week, but it was after we recorded. So just to update everybody, I brought in Willy Caballero and already had Alden Jakubovic at the back. Then my late moves after we recorded were to bring in Blint and Caballero for what I thought was going to be two clean sheets and ended up not. but Friend got an assist. Maguire got a clean sheet. Stevens got a clean sheet, and all the BAPs had Holgate on the bench, which is just as well, because that did not go well. Then across the midfield, I think we have pretty similar stuff. We got Hazard, Ali, and Sanchez, and King, which is pretty understandable. You went Xhaka, I went James Ward-Prowse. Again, that was before we knew that he wouldn't play at the weekend. And then for me, Kane, Costa, Gabbiadini up front, trying to double up on those Hazard Costa points. There was an opportunity in that Chelsea match that should have been a Costa assist on a Hazard goal that would have just made everything all the sweeter at the weekend, but fully willing to stick with them throughout. So obviously, King and Friend are the two that are going to be without doubles for me. I guess Holgate as well. But still have a transfer left this week, have a transfer next week to get ready for that, to see if I want to even. Again, I mentioned when I was talking to my team, I talk about this. I am so torn on my triple captain because the question for me is if Hull are safe and Tottenham are still battling for the title the last week, triple captaining Kane seems tempting to me.
It is.
Versus Sanchez against two decent defenses this week. Because, you know, the whole idea for me has been that it would be the Sanchez triple captain this week. But man, am I not having a hard time doing that? I am.
The only thing I don't like is that Hull will be home. That's the only good. That's the only thing that would, you know, and their defense at home in the last 15 games has been completely night and day from what it was at the beginning of the year.
That's true. The question for me this week is: would I rather have Sanchez and Ward-Prowse for 3 or 4 games? Because we both agree that there's a chance where Prowse misses one of those, or would I rather have Sanchez for quote unquote five, six?
Five
somewhere
games.
In there.
5 games.
Yeah.
It'd be double in the last game. So it'd
right,
be 5
right.
games.
I'm saying just this week. If I triple captained him in a double, it's...
Oh, yeah. It should be six games. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a tough one for me right now. I do not know what I'll do till the moment, but I have to use one of my crisps this week because there's only 3 weeks left and I have all 3 remaining.
Yeah, you got...
Obviously, if, for those that don't know... You're bench boosting next week. If you're not, you're out of your whole dang mind.
Yeah, you're not paying attention and you quit.
Right. You're a dead team and I look forward to climbing over your fantasy team's corpse.
Dead carcass.
Right, right. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how everybody does that. I still don't know what I'll do, but that'll be interesting in future. So that means my captain choice is up in the air. I do think I'm going to have captain on Sanchez, just whether or not it's the triple captain is my question. How are you going to go this week?
I'm probably going to roll a 3-5-2 with an Anichibi on the bench. Hold on, let me get to it. I actually did it already.
Your actual team. Yeah.
Looting. Yeah, so I went Ranocchia, Gabriel, Alonso in the back. Hazard, Ali, King, Sanchez has got the captain band right now. And I have Xhaka because he has the double game. I have Jesus and Kane up front with Courtois against Middlesbrough in goal.
Yep.
The only person I could possibly change it is Granit Xhaka, but my wild card is active, and I'm just waiting for news later in the week to see what happens. You know, maybe somebody may be out, may get a tip you know, who's playing for Arsenal, buy somebody else in the same price range as Xhaka, or maybe somebody on Southampton that I, because I could go to Nathan Redmond at that price, that price point. So, yeah, I'm playing it by ear with the Southampton Arsenal double right now. So I'm gonna wait till Thursday night, make my last move, and then I'll probably do another transfer next week to bring in another double game week player. So I'll have 14 out of 15 players with double game week.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. I'm probably looking at 13, unfortunately, but. We'll see how all of that shakes out. All right, this was a bit of a shorter episode, but we got things to do, people to literally for real see and for
beers
real
to drink.
Beers to drink, baseball to watch if I have my druthers, hockey to watch maybe, maybe wrestling, much less my leisure to May, but it's not my house. But anyway, huge thanks to Rob again for having me here. Huge thanks to you guys for continuing to listen. Rob, in the interim, where can they find you unless they're also here hiding under beds or something?
Yeah, if you're out in the bushes, just give just them a, come on in. Give them a shake to the left. or you can find me on Twitter at Smokey_Loogie, or you can find my writings and stylings on Razzball.com.
Yeah, and I am your other host, Kevin DeVries, at KevRuff on Twitter. You can also find me as the host of the EPL Roundtable, where we talk all things Premier League. Just had a pretty good show. I'm not sure what day we're publishing this, so I'm not going to address what day it is. You can also find us over at VIPBet.com, where we have daily fantasy stuff going on. Also, you can find me over at Goal.com. Got, I think, 4 articles going up this week. It's under the gaming section, or you can search Kevin DeVries Goal. I certainly do. man, that derailed my train of thought, so I'm just going to end it here. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Peace.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.